Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Batuas.
I'm Dawn Del Greco.
We are going to be talking about issues about getting older, intelligent aging, lessons for life. We're brought to you by Comfort Keepers, and we will intelligently help you age. We can help you transition from being totally independent to just needing a little bit of care and feeling really good about it.
But no, Dennis, actually, this does tie in with our topic today because...
I was wondering how you're going to do that.
Very easily.
Okay.
There's two things. One is a lot of our caregivers, some of them have left previous careers, may have actually been stay-at-home moms as well, and have taken all those skills to become caregivers to work for us. And Miriam Batuas, who began Comfort Keepers, also had had a very lengthy career in the corporate world, and this was her whole new expression of what she wanted to do. And so, that ties us into our guest today.
And at some point, you're going to introduce her.
I will. Today, we have Veronica Brillion, and she is the publisher and owner of Fairfield County Woman. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you travel around Fairfield County and you stumble across some of these publications that are available for free, one of them may be Fairfield County Woman.
And I have been watching this. Is it a magazine or a newspaper?
It's whatever you want to call it. It's a magazine and a newspaper, both all wrapped into one. It's just an informative publication.
Tell us exactly what is the publication, and then I really want to find out how you got there.
Well, the publication is targeted towards highly educated women from 25 to 65 years old. It's informative, objective, and educational. There isn't a page in here, well, maybe one or two pages, that might not be educational.
Are the ones that say advertise here?
Yeah. For the most part, every window washer, every contractor, chiropractor, doctor tells a story, shows their subject matter expertise, and it really educates women on what they don't know they don't know.
And they're women.
Since when is there a woman that doesn't know everything?
But she doesn't know that.
And even when we discover it, we don't share that we didn't know, Dennis.
I mean, make believe
we always knew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dennis, they actually do allow men in this magazine as well, so I would be very careful.
Yes, we do.
They actually do. Well, but how did you first become aware of it and be introduced to the I'm going to call it a magazine. I'll go with magazine, and then I'll change to newspaper halfway through the interview and see if anyone notices.
It's all in the fold.
I know.
That's it. It
you
really
got it.
Is.
I want the full history.
Sure.
Oh, it's long and tattered.
We've got time.
I started out in Mercy College. I was a business major, turned on to human resources by getting chased around a desk at one of my first positions that I had. When I started human resources, I was doing 401k conversions. I quickly loved it, stayed up with it for about 16 years.
Right. Let's go back to chasing around the desk. You got chased around the desk and decided to go into human resources. Now, you could be going into phys ed for all I know, but
right. Or the track
but
team.
I suppose it had to do with employee rights.
It did. It actually did. I was working for a very French company at the time, and I was their accounting clerk, and every day Pierre was, Veronica, come into my office, please. And I would go into the office, and it would be the same thing every day. Pierre, no, stay on your side of the desk. Pierre, no, stay on your side of the desk. So finally, Pierre got tired of me, went for somebody else, and I got shipped off to doing 401k conversions. And that's how I landed working with people and loving them and educating them. And I fell into it very naturally. Went on to get my human resources master's. Did that for 16 years. Loved it. Again, enjoyed it. Went through a lot. Lot of pieces, did a lot of training and development, again, focusing on employee relations and really getting to know people for who they are and what they needed to learn. On December of 2009, I was tapped on the shoulder from one of the last companies that I was with as an executive human resource individual and told, you no longer have a job at the end of the month. And I went, okay, well, now what do I do? So I was presented by the paper. I was looking around for different small businesses that I could possibly do. Stumbled upon the paper, made a phone call, had a very interesting conversation with a very eccentric individual, and I said, what am I doing? But the concept of the paper, that it was educational, informative, and it really hit home to those women who needed help when they're in transition, really hit home for me, because I was essentially in transition from being in the corporate world to now going into my own business.
The whole world's in transition right now.
It
this
really
is very
is.
Appropriate.
This is, yeah, very appropriate story for this time frame.
Oh, I can't came to the paper, I went and met the CEO, Bob Capke, and he said to me, he goes, when you see me, don't be shocked. I don't look anything like a corporate executive. And he was absolutely correct. And I said to myself, what am I doing once again? And again, just fell into the total concept of educating people and keeping it objective and informative and meeting the absolute incredible geniuses that I've met from just doing this paper is incredible. I mean, there are so many people that have so much to say. Now, mind you, there are some crazies out there.
Really?
Never noticed.
Now, is it company excluded, I'm sure.
Present company is excluded.
It should be noted that Fairfield County Woman is not just a brand new newspaper in the Fairfield County area. It's been around for a while.
It's right. been around for a very long time.
And you acquired it, and it's now becoming shaped by you.
Mm-hmm. I can see where that past experience with human resource, because human resource has so many elements to it, the education process. There is public publishing, writing, mm-hmm. editing for in a communication standpoint. Really a natural lead-in when you think about it.
It's people-oriented. It's actually making the judgment call. I've been to dozens and dozens of interviews. My favorite story of this paper, I have two favorite stories. One is of the plumber who called me about the heating and cooling guy in the paper. And he goes, Veronica, did you interview this guy? And I said, absolutely. I sat with him. I've been to his office. I met his daughter, who's his business partner. I got as well into what kind of person he is, business-wise and personal-wise, as I possibly could to make the judgment call to let him come into the paper and do his story. It's not about just taking their money to bring them into the paper. It's about really having quality work in the paper. And he said, because I'm going to recommend him to my in-laws, and they live a block away from me, so if they're not happy, I said, trust me, I assure you.
And this is coming from the plumber.
This was coming from the plumber.
All right. Well, that's a good endorsement.
Now, are there sister magazines?
There are sister magazines. We have about 300 magazines around the country. We've been around for 31 years. Our readership at a very moderate pace or number is 42,500. Continuously growing.
That's your Fairfield County
circulation. That's my Fairfield County circulation. I couldn't tell you what it is around the country because I can't remember all those numbers. I'm too old to remember all those numbers.
Well, actually, there was a method to my madness in bringing up your biography because you have a lovely photograph in the magazine and it does you justice, but you don't look old enough to be the publisher. So this way people will know that is really you and that there is a very strong resume behind you. Now, what is the mission of the newspaper exactly?
The mission of the newspaper is to really educate the women out there. They're, you know, business to business. Women these days are really, we've always been in business. We're now getting more into business than we ever have. And again, there are things that we pick up here and there, but we're not that educated on certain subjects. Mm-hmm. We don't know everything medically. We don't know what's going on with us. The mission of the paper is really to educate the women out there on subject matter that they want to understand. We ask for feedback from our people out there, from our readership, and say, what do you need to know? Give us an idea of what kind of stories you'd like to read about. And we want to give them that. We want to give them those stories that they, whether it's about varicose veins or heart conditions or business legal matters, where do I go to? What are the top 10 questions that I ask the contractor? Because face it, we are 51% in some areas of the people that own businesses, but our percentages in what we participate in as women are far below that 51%. And why is that? Because we need to get an education of where we need to be.
Now, you're published 6 times a year.
Yes.
How are the businesses laid out or selected for each one? Because I tend to save the magazine. I tend to save it. And I think a lot of women do save it as a reference to go back to and reread as well.
Well, it's definitely kept on shelves. You don't see these in the recycle bin. At least I never see it in the recycle bin, but, you know, I'm biased. I keep them all. It's not uncommon to hear that people keep them because we circulate different types of articles. One of the articles, for example, our family chiropractor talks about the chiropractic medicine medicine that's good for women who are pregnant. Mm-hmm. Our plastic surgeon talks about the best types of surgery and the invasive surgery. I recently signed up a doctor who talks about vitamin drips. So, and that's just our
vitamin
medical.
Vitamin
drip. They're IVs.
See, we're learning already.
Okay. And he's going to be in our next publication that's coming out that I'm just coming off of. So if I'm stuttering, it's because I've had 4 o'clock in the morning to 12 midnight, making sure that all the articles get in. And even then, they're late.
Well, always with the press deadline.
Yes,
there are
some individuals that you have to give fake dates for.
Absolutely.
But I was just looking in the most recent, which is, of course, ending with October, and you have Dr. Sarah Mildred Gamble.
Absolutely.
Of Greenwich. So you've got quite a coverage of wellness, integrative, in addition to the plumber.
We have health and wellness. We have, I changed the category instead of saying home and gardens to contractors with integrity. And the reason behind that is because I've interviewed them and they really do have a lot of integrity. So I didn't want to generalize them as just home and garden. Dr. Sarah Gamble is in there now as specialized medical because she is a concierge doctor. She goes to your office, your home. She really gets there. She's what we had in the past when I was younger, when the doctor was right down the block and you can call him up and he'd come to your home and go, okay, let's take care of you. Sarah does that now. Our window washer is absolutely phenomenal. He'll go in and he's a one-man shop and got a lot of integrity. He will tell you, literally, I can't do this job because it's too big for me. And that takes a lot of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So Veterans Windows is wonderful. Our legal section is going to grow. We're going to have elder law. We're going to have business law. We're going to have employment law when we get out there.
Now you have contributing authors.
Yes.
And each has their own specialty. So you bring in one of a particular type.
Yes.
And the author comes in, and this is educational, but most news that is educational comes in the form of an advertisement. And so these businesses are promoting their business while educating the reader as to both what they do and how it affects their lives.
Yes.
It's a positive marketing, if you will.
It is a positive marketing. I mean, you can call it an advertorial, if you would.
I'd call it a little bit more than that because advertorial really indicates or gives the impression of, I'm going to talk about Fred Caparella, who is one of our contractors. An advertorial to him would be, I'm Fred Caparella, I'm doing, you know, this is why you want to use me. That's an advertorial. What they really do is become a subject matter expert and tell you, you can use me if you want to, but you don't have to. Here's the 10 best things you need to find out about a contract. And by presenting yourself as a subject matter expert, it really speaks to the audience to say, why wouldn't I go to him?
Well, it elevates you in the eyes of the reader as being knowledgeable and presenting, I assume, the pluses and minuses of how you accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. What people don't know about construction, you could fill dumpsters with. Literally.
Yeah.
And that's what the courts are filled with, too. That's being protected, knowing what the pitfalls are. Forewarned is forearmed. And the same thing holds true with any of the contributors to your magazine, that they're offering tips and information about what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dennis, we've done that with the Comfort Keepers side of our business, with the 20 questions. Whether you're utilizing our product or not, here's some very clear and informative information that
frankly,
you need to know about the industry.
We're doing that with this radio show.
Right.
And the whole idea of the Healthy Aging Show is to share with people issues about getting older. Whether every show is appropriate for everybody, no. But it's information that's out there. And by the way, it's also on the web. You can go to our website.
Is this a plug, Dennis?
This is an infomercial about the healthyagingshow.com.
Oh my gosh, we've got an agenda behind an agenda.
But if you miss a show, you can go and listen to it, including this one.
But now you were very specific on the website about what you're not, which I thought was a refreshing statement. So here's what we're not. So what aren't you?
What we're not.
We're going to take a break, come back on the other side with Veronica Brillion to talk about Fairfield County women and reinventing yourself in today's market. We'll be right back.